In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Too much content, but not enough time. The Chad Hartman Show now becomes rapid fire radio.
So the Trump administration demonstrated again the cruelty which they can offer up. So Rachel Levine, transgender woman, was the director of health and humans, was a former Biden health and human service official. Okay, and a transition to Rachel from Richard. And guess what? They decided we're going to show America. We're going to show that the further right side of our base, the further right side, not everybody, MAGA, that they believe just Dave and Adam and Steve, and they don't get this. So they now have changed the nameplate of the former health and human services official to Richard. Just absolutely pathetic. Honestly, considering the buffoon they have running this department now, and this is the petty little BS. Donald Trump, by the way, in New York, in the 80s and 90s and aughts, who was very left on social issues and on acceptance and on respect, but the Frankenstein part of MAGA, and again, this is not all, by far, not all of MAGA, but this is the same crew who loves Barack Hussein Obama. And so Rachel Levine's long gone. Not a part of the Trump administration at all. But Dave, we're going to dead name this person and go with Richard. Just gross and petty and predictable.
Of course it was. It was, I mean, this was telegraphed from the inauguration speech, right?
Yes.
Part of the speech was, you know, get back to men will be men, women will be women, blah, blah, blah.
If you want to make the case that Rachel Levine was not competent, go to it. Go to it. Because there were examples where the scrutiny was out there. But almost every time in those conversations, there was the little childhood snickering. Because this is a transgender individual. Again, broad-based hate. Think about Nancy Mace in this area, where Nancy Mace, who has been assaulted horribly, sexually assaulted, and when she first ran for office, she was a moderate Republican who reflected tens of millions of people. And now, whenever a trans topic comes up, she just offers up slurs and hate.
Tranny, tranny, tranny.
Tranny, tranny, tranny. Tranny, tranny. You know who these individuals are? Your neighbors. Your family members.
Your constituents.
Your constituents. And you know what? Some individuals who were born Richard but now believe they're Rachel, you know what? Some of them, really kind people. And some of them, you know what? They're jerks, like every one of us. So I'm not saying build a monument for every transgendered individual, but how about this idea? Just judge them on their character, how they act. But no, we'll show them. Just appealing to the worst. And for a lot of his supporters, they love it. You should be ashamed. Hit it. Pew, pew, pew. The city council. This is the present city council, right? This isn't the new, more Jacob Fry-friendly city council. Is expected to discuss today giving Jacob Fry a raise of over $46,000. It's a nice raise.
Can they work at CCO?
Hey, Gons, Brad, we take 46.
I take 46 bucks.
Yeah, we'll take it. He makes $13,000 less than the mayor of St. Paul. Okay. Even though Minneapolis has 120,000 more residents, it feels like a lot more than that, doesn't it?
But it does, you know.
And again, there are parts of St. Paul I love, not as much as Jason does, of course. I mean, no one has ever loved St. Paul.
Pride of the East Side.
I mean, pride of the East Side. Can't even make it up. You know, and they're talking about giving themselves a raise, too, shockingly. So let's have this debate again. And again, you can text any point you want, including your transgender hatred. Go ahead. Go out there with it. Because you should be ashamed. Let's say the mayor of Minneapolis made $500,000.
Okay. It's a good paycheck.
That's good. And the president of the United States made $2 million. And senators made significantly more. So we're paying people a lot more money. By the way, it's coming from us, unless we come up with some other way to fund this. Would we get a different group of individuals running for those offices? I mean, how about we pay the president of the United States $5 million? Consider the import of the job compared to what CEOs get? What's the limit? What we can pay a president? A mayor of a major city like Minneapolis? Do we believe there is a correlation? Is Dave Harrigan, noted political scientist? In fact, from now on, I would like to tell Steve Simpson, Laura Oakes, Mark Fry, Susie Jones, and Taylor, Ari, the whole Al, whole crew, no more David Schultz.
We're done.
No more David Schultz. I would encourage you. And I would really like, you know, Mr. Odyssey himself, whoever that might be.
Bill Odyssey.
Bill Odyssey. I think it's just Odyssey. It's kind of like
Madonna.
Yeah. Like Cher. Do we have as many one-word stars? Or not? Shakira? Right? Are we devoid of the one word?
I think we have maybe more than we even used to have.
Okay, we have more. Okay. Could be. I would like from now on that every political science professor be scrubbed from WCC Radio. There's only one, Professor Dave Harrigan.
Wow, thank you. Thank you very much.
Where'd you go to school again?
That would be the University of Minnesota.
University of Minnesota. University of Minnesota Professor Dave Harrigan.
I did. I think I minored in political science.
I did too. What a bond we have.
Served me well.
They taught me that liberal agenda out in Arizona with Evan Beecham. God, you think of an incompetent governor. Look at that guy. Flat out racist as the governor of the state. Would we get better candidates?
No.
No.
We might get worse candidates.
Yeah.
We might get people who have no interest in politics, but see a nice fat paycheck if you're going to be a representative, senator, mayor, city council, whatever it is, and say, yeah, I want me some of that cash.
Would we get more representation in the middle? if we offered up more pay.
No.
No, we still have to change the structure.
Yeah, that's the parties.
Yeah.
That's the parties, and that's those that are interested in showing up to caucus.
Yeah.
Considering the ground level work.
How we all vomited a few weeks back and looked at our property tax numbers, if just like one time those would reflect what we actually could get for a house. What a joke. Should we pay people more for these jobs? But considering the importance of it, I guess if we're not, in theory, going to get a better person, maybe the answer is no, because I get we're going to pay. But it does, I mean, the mayor of Minneapolis is getting like $130,000. Again, for a lot of people, that's good change. What's the budget that Jacob Fry is in charge of? Like, I mean, come on.
What's the president make?
400, I believe.
That's what I thought. 400,000 a year.
And Donnie,
to be the president of the United States is laughable.
It is.
Now, obviously, there are perks that come with being the president for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You don't have to pay for anything, pretty much, right? You can get on
this guy. This guy's only made billions of dollars with his various deals.
Yes, and former presidents get on the speaking circuit, write a book. You get millions and millions and millions coming your way. But still, to do the job for 4 or 8 years and get $400,000 per year when PJ is making whatever it is to get the Gophers to the rate bowl.
Just signed for 14. LeBron's making $50 million. I mean, we can trickle down this to what our teachers make and all sorts of others where they also have an enormous impact. But I thought that was notable that are they trying to get along with each other now as some of the far lefties are going out the door? Although are they in favor of the 46,000 or is just enough of the folks are in favor of the 46,000? All right, react to any of this. Rapid Fire Radio. No Chipper today. He's on a secret assignment. Normally when he's on a secret assignment, it means he's on a vacation, or in like 2 weeks, we're going to read some story where we'll be crying multiple times during the story.
That's the one.
That's what he's working on. Patrick at the bottom of the hour.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We've had this debate before. By the way, remind the folks the bumper music theme.
45 years ago today, John Lennon was shot in New York City.
Yep.
So we are playing songs by and about Mr. Lennon.
Let's get into this, too, because I said we were going to discuss it. Tell me the celebrity death that grabbed you the most. The one where you couldn't believe it. You were saddened. You were floored. Mine's a little askew because I did know him. but it was Lyman Bostock.
Mm.
Lyman Bostock, Twins player. Again, my father so often brought me places where I should not have been. Clubhouses, press boxes. That's not on me. It was my father. Should have found another way. And met just athletes. It was just no big deal. But two of the folks that busted my chops the most as a kid, one's about to join us in 10 minutes, Patrick Bracey. That's why I love the guy. Another one was Lyman Bostock. And if I was around in spring training, he was busting my chops, or if I wasn't as a game a kid, he'd reach out to me, and even, I forget, the Twins and Angels play. This was the year Lyman had left. And he called me, and he was just kidding me, like, why weren't you here? I need to kneel you and stuff. And then to find out so soon after that I got shot in the head in Gary, Indiana.
Yeah.
You know, so well-known. Because for a lot of people, it was Lennon, like you said, Monday Night Football. If without a doubt, the non-sports moment that everybody remembers from Monday Night Football is that. Heck, Lennon joining Howard.
Yeah.
Howard drunk at times. The various other celebrities they had. But yeah, when Howard, it's the Patriots, and I forget who's playing. When Howard describes it. It's unbelievable. You know, in this town, Prince was obviously way up there.
Mm-hmm. Kirby.
Kirby, way up there. Paul Wellstone, the plane crash.
Yeah.
Way up there. Driving in to work, I'd interviewed him like a couple of weeks before. I mentioned before, we kind of had a little bit of a testy near the end when I when I said, I want to revisit this again, and he knew where I was going because I just wanted him to do the mix. Because remember, he's going to be two terms. I'm only doing two terms. And I want you just to admit, you like it. There's nothing wrong with that, Paul. It's not what I'm doing. I mean, I'm like, why can't you just admit that?
It's okay to like it.
Yeah, because he could be cranky. He absolutely could be cranky. So driving in and listen to the fan, all of a sudden, got to be kidding me. And that's when Kessler was on with me. That's when Kessler was on with me, I think twice a week, if I remember right. I remember calling him. He's like, I can't talk, you know, because it was all just unfolding. But people of certain age, obviously the 60s, that run, thank God he lived. I wouldn't vote for him. But thank God the guy who's on the TV right now, President of the United States,
mm-hmm.
Thomas Crooks, came within, I don't know, quarter of an inch killing him. By the way, if you think that was a setup, get out of here. Just stop. Go to yoga class later today. Michael Jackson, Whitney Houston, right? Which celebrity passing stayed with you the longest? Do you have one that jumps to mind?
Well, Kirby was one of them, certainly. Corey Stringer is another one, too.
Yes.
Local sports, just because, you know.
Right.
It was just so shocking in, you know, training camp, this massive left tackle was a heck of a player, all of a sudden is gone. The one that still sticks with me, however, is Norm MacDonald.
Yeah.
I still love Norm's comedy, I always have, and to hear he was gone in the way that
nothing
he
was
left
out.
Us of a, you know, battle with cancer that was years long that one, two people aside from Norm knew about.
Yes. Some of those are amazing, right?
Yeah.
Robin Williams,
mm-hmm.
Princess Diana, right? Yeah. Who else do you have? We'll read a few of these. So by now, a lot of you saw this Wisconsin Cinnabon employee. She's fired. First of all, Cinnabon. Overrated.
Don't do that.
It's the truth.
Respect the Cinnabon.
No, don't. They pipe in the smell. She's using the N-word. I'm a racist. You're a N-word. All race, I'll say for the entire world. The man filming says, you're fired from this place, M-effer. You're not going to be working here. And she gone. Now, right away, a GoFundMe site was set up. to support her. Text me why you would give money to this individual. She's bragging about being a racist. She's saying the N-word. Are you just an awful human being if you're giving this person a penny? Are we missing some implausible to believe scenario? Because there's no scenario where you start just saying this. Okay, so don't give me we don't know everything about it. There's no scenario where you can just say this. Who are the? It's Shiloh Hendricks, down in Rochester, attacking a child, a five-year-old child who just grabbed a bag and didn't realize it wasn't the family's bag. And hundreds of thousands of dollars. Where is this vile Cinnabon woman? Where is she at on her money? I didn't want to.
Do you want to know?
I don't think I do. But go ahead and tell me.
According to Newsweek, a couple hours ago, online donations for the woman in question have topped $100,000.
Oh, my God. Who are you people? Provide me an explanation.
I can't, other than filth.
Yeah. It's absolute filth, right? Because we've had, how many stories do you think the two of us have had where we talk off air about something? And let's get the context. We did it last week, or was it 2 weeks ago when he said Somali individuals are garbage?
I think it was
last week. And then Dan, I said to Dan, because we're busy, I go, please get the question,
mm-hmm.
right? And again, there was no defending what he said, but I'm trying to understand. There's nothing these individuals could have said. They could be rude. They could be contemptuous. They could be abrupt. They could be unwilling to pay. But to go to the N-word and brag about your racism with the double middle finger and mm-hmm. somebody sitting there.
Doing the crotch chop thing.
The crotch chop? I didn't realize you... Degeneration X had popped up at Cinnabon. And you're sitting there. And are you just a fellow racist? Is that it? Because we got plenty
of
making
in this
the country.
Donations? I think that's a fair assumption.
Yeah. Hey! That's a friend of mine. You know what they are, that? Just disgusting. Never underestimate the amount of racism we do have in this country. Dale Earnhardt, for a lot of people, for sure. John F. Kennedy, Flipper, for sure. Farrah Fawcett, it's a lot of names of celebrity passing. Patrick James Ricey in minutes on CCO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.